Having defeated that minimum wage amendment, Senate leaders hope to pass that bankruptcy bill, which has been stuck in Congress for years. First, they face one more obstacle, known as the Schumer Amendment. It would prevent some anti-abortion activists from declaring bankruptcy to avoid paying damage awards. In the past, that amendment has caused the bill to fail. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports this year could be different.
New York Democrat Charles Schumer plans to introduce his amendment in the Senate today. It's cleared the Senate easily in the past, and he's broadened it to appeal to Republicans. It says no one should be able to declare bankruptcy to escape debts owed because they used violence, intimidation, or vandalism to interfere with a lawful activity.
There's not the word abortion, there's not the word clinic, so it's neutral. But what we're saying here, if there are abuses of bankruptcy that hurt banks, there are also abuses of bankruptcy that hurt others. And why shouldn't they be included in this bill?
But veteran Congress watcher Norman Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute says House leaders who oppose the amendment are in no mood for compromise.
The House Republicans who run this process, who are pro-life and whose pro-life constituency is extremely important to them, there is no way in which they're going to accept that amendment just to get a bill.
Connie Mackey, Vice President for Government Relations for the Family Research Council, says anti-abortion groups have gone up against pro-business groups on this before.
We beat them.
And she says lawmakers came to agree that the amendment is unnecessary and unfair.
Most of these protesters are, frankly, usually elderly ladies, people that stand there with a placard, and usually they pray. But it puts a chill factor on them that they won't even go out and do their protesting. It's a chill factor on their rights and their freedom to free speech, and we won't stand for that.
Abortion rights groups contend that this is about violence. Nancy Keenan is president of NARAL Pro-Choice America.
We have had two clinic employees, a clinic escort, security guards murdered. We have had two bombings, 18 incidences of arson, 298 acts of vandalism, 642 anthrax threats.
Some anti-abortion protesters convicted of threatening violence have declared bankruptcy to shield their assets. Attorney Maria Vulo represented a group of doctors who were put on a so-called Deadly Dozen list,
which was a hit list of 13 individual physicians across the country who were targeted by the defendants and basically told, if you don't stop performing abortions, you will be killed.
Their names, addresses, and information about their families was posted on the Internet. On one website, living doctors' names appeared along with the names of murdered doctors, which had been crossed out. Vulo won her case. The anti-abortionists were told to pay compensation and punitive damages.
Instead, what happened was six of the defendants filed for bankruptcy in six different jurisdictions. We basically had to relitigate the issue in each of the bankruptcy courts.
3 years and $1 million worth of pro bono legal work later, the plaintiffs still haven't collected. Abortion rights groups say this could encourage others to flout the law. But Norman Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute says many lawmakers who might agree are simply tired of the marathon effort it takes to bring this bankruptcy bill up year after year.
When you get around the track and you get very close to the finish line and then you stumble right before the end, can't get across, the frustration builds and you reach a point where you want to get it done once and for all.
On top of that, Ed Yingling, executive vice president of the American Bankers Association, believes Republican gains in the last election have tipped the scales. He says the bankruptcy bills garnered big bipartisan majorities in the past.
But it is star-crossed. It always seems to get caught up in some issue that's not central to the bill itself. But I think this time around it is going to be enacted.
Still, he says the Schumer Amendment will be the key, and today's vote will be close. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.